You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Yes, hello football friends, you good? Is everyone feeling happy? Good. Well, you should be, because you're listening to The Football Hour, and it's a nice thing just to have in your ears, I've heard. Better than earrings, better than... what else do you put in your ears? Your fingers? No, you don't do that. Come on, grow up, Alex. Okay. Right. Hello and welcome to the Pick of the Goss feature. I'm a little bit sad because this feature might have to end soon because the transfer window's shutting, but stay happy, Alex, because you can do it a few more times just before it ends. So, this trendy feature is about the BBC gossip column, because the goss column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. We all know that. And I know a little secret, don't I? Every morning, you get into work, you respond to those boring emails from Natalie in the chief executive's office asking about how little work you did last week. Well, Natalie, leave me alone. Why don't you just go pick on someone else? Then you have a decision to make. Should you crack on with some proper work, or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling the BBC gossip column? As I said, football friends, I know, and you know, you always pick the BBC gossip column. Now the transfer window is coming to a close, the gossip gets even more ridiculous. I decided that I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. Do you like it? It's not bad, is it? I came up with it myself. Clever lad, Alex. Good lad. Are you ready, goss pickers? Because here is our top 10. In at number 10, the Mirror men say Man City have offered Raheem Sterling plus cash in an attempt to get Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez. 9 in the charts don't laugh, but Wales Online states Swansea are serious contenders to sign Bayern Munich's Renato Sanchez. Ha ha ha. At 8, the Sunny Boys of the Sun say Spurs could miss out on PSG defender Serge Aurier as he prefers a move to Manchester United. Straight in at 7, the Telegraph people say Liverpool have made an inquiry to sign Thomas Lemar from Monaco for 55 mil. It's a lot of dollar. Highest new entry at 6, the Manny Evening News say Manchester United have been given encouragement in a potential deal for Gareth Bale. Into the top 5 we go. The Express expressed the view that Chelsea are close to signing Danny Drinkwater for 40 mil and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain from Arsenal. I love this song, I love this song. At number 4 and down 2 spots, here we go again. The Daily Mail say Liverpool are still making Southampton defender Virgil van Dijk one of their transfer priorities. Tell me again. Literally all I've been saying all summer, Virgil van Dijk to Liverpool, just move. Up 10 places this week into number 3. The Mirror state Chelsea are close to selling Diego Costa back to Atletico Madrid in a £30 million deal, man. Our number 2 hit. The Sun report Man United will give left-back Luke Shaw a new deal to stop him leaving the club. And our number 1 gossip this week is Talk Sport announce Juve say they will make a fresh move. I'm sorry, Liverpool fans, for your midfielder Emre Can. Did not see that one coming, did you? Liverpool fans, you're not going to lose Coutinho and Emre Can, are you? I hope not, for your sake. For your sake, Liverpool fans. Right, coming up after a little break, I'm going to analyse them transfer speculations in a little bit more depth. Is that all right, football fans? Cheers. I'll see you soon. Should we talk about Pick of the Goss and my chart show rundown of the... probably the 10 last transfer speculations of the summer before it all starts gearing up again for the January transfer window? But let's go through the chart show countdown, shall we? We'll race through this a bit. So the first one, number 10, was Man City have offered Raheem Sterling plus cash for Alexis Sanchez. So they paid 50 million for Raheem Sterling. Alexis Sanchez is in his last year of his contract at Arsenal. How much cash have they offered? Because if Raheem's still worth 50, How much is Alexis Sanchez worth in the last year of his contract? 20 million plus that? It can't be more than 20, can it? It sounds a strange one. You don't usually see these ever happening, but this is the transfer world we live in. It's a mad, mad world. Apparently Mbappe is going to PSG on a loan. The kid's worth 150 million, he's going on a loan. Yeah, the world's gone mad. Transfer world's gone mad. Number 9. I said don't laugh, but Wales Online states Swansea are going to sign Bayern Munich's Renato Sanchez. This kid won the Euros a year ago. One of the biggest stars in the world, biggest youngsters in the world, and he's going to join Swansea. Come on, leave it out. That's not happening, is it? No. I'm going to stick my neck out. I say I'm going to stick my neck out on the line and say that's not happening, but it's hardly sticking my neck out, is it? Right. The Sun is saying PSG defender Serge Aurier doesn't want to move to Spurs, but he wants to go to United. Can Spurs get any players in? They got the guy from Ajax last week. They need a Kyle Walker replacement. They've got the Dosh. Go out and buy the kid. He's a good player as well. He is a naughty lad, though. Very naughty lad, but go for it, Spurs. Pochettino can make him into a class player. Number 7, Liverpool have made an inquiry to sign Monaco's Thomas Lemar for a club record fee of 55 mil. This is the guy who's been touted to Arsenal all summer. Arsene Wenger has wanted this guy. Imagine if Liverpool steal him. What needs to happen is Arsenal need to steal Van Dijk from Liverpool and then Liverpool steal Lemar from Arsenal. That should happen. Right, number 6. The Manchester Evening News are saying Man United have been given encouragement about signing Real Madrid forward Gareth Bale. They would have to stump up mega cash. What would you think? 140? Maybe? The thing is, the reason why Bale could look like he could leave the Bernabeu is because Marco Asensio is the next big star. You've heard it here first. He is performing so well. Left-footed winger, like Gareth Bale, but he's banging in the goals at the moment and Gareth Bale's not playing very well. But he can bring it back. I've got belief in you, Gareth. Into the top 5. Chelsea are going to buy Oxlade-Chamberlain from Arsenal. Why has Arsene Wenger let some of his best players get into the last year of their contracts? Why? Arsene, sort it out. Well, he's not going to sort it out. He's going to go. He's going to go to Chelsea. Danny Drinkwater, 40 million. If you told me 5 years ago, someone came round to my house, knocked on my door and went to me, Alex, you're going to be doing the football hour. And I'd be like, you're kidding, that's a dream come true. But then they say Danny Drinkwater is going to move to Chelsea for 40 million. I would have laughed him and said, get off my property now. Because should a guy whose name is Danny Drinkwater even be allowed to be worth 40 million? Not for me, Jeff. Not for me, Jeff. And number 4. Down 2 spots. Oh, do I have to say it again? Liverpool are still making inquiries about Virgil van Dijk. This is the most repetitive, boring transfer. If it happens, I don't actually care anymore. I don't care. It has dragged on and dragged on. He doesn't want to be at Southampton. Southampton want to get loads of money. Liverpool are offering loads of money. It sounds simple to me. It sounds like it should have been sorted in June. But it wasn't, obviously, because Liverpool can't get their transfers over the line. Number 3, Chelsea are finally going to sell Diego Costa. Yawn, how many times have we heard this? Atletico Madrid, £30 million deal. But thought Atletico Madrid had a transfer ban. As I say, transfer world is mad. Number 2 hit. Man United are going to give left-back Luke Shaw a new deal just to stop him leaving the club. This is what's wrong with big clubs. They sign good players and let them rot just so another club can't have him. That's what's wrong about football. This is a lad who needs to be playing football. He's been out injured. He needs to get back or he'll never get his fitness back sitting on a bench. He'll get his money. His bank account will rise and rise. But will his development as a footballer? No. And Liverpool fans, another bad news. Juventus are coming after Emre Can. He's a good player. You can't allow that to happen. Apparently he's entering his final year of his contract. Why do clubs let their best players get to the final year of the contract? These are your top guys. Sort it out. Right, I had a bit of a rant there, haven't I? Sorry. Sorry, football, our friends. Sorry about that. Sorry. Oh, been a long day. Right, okay. Thank you for that. That was Pick of the Goss. I'll see you again very shortly.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.